In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
So we come to this beautiful day of Pentecost, when after Jesus rose from the dead and appeared to many for 40 days and ascended into heaven with his human flesh, on day 50 from the resurrection, the Holy Spirit is poured out first onto the apostles who were gathered in the upper room, and then through them to the rest of the world. In the icon of Pentecost, we have one in the center of the church, and we have one on our banner. The disciples are gathered around in a circle, and the gift of the Holy Spirit flows out to each one of them in the form of a tongue of fire. And the tongue of fire is split, it's cloven, which is to say it's unique for each one, for what each person needs, and yet it's united in the center because it is of one nature. These cloven tongues of fire, the gift of the Holy Spirit to each one. Fire being our most primal source of light, of heat, of energy, of power in this world, one of the driving forces of the universe. The substance of stars and the illumination in the smallest lamp. It is in the form of fire that God the Spirit chooses to enter into humanity, both as a whole and to each person individually. And when the Holy Spirit came upon these disciples, they were no longer merely men and women who were relatively decent people. They became living vessels of the divine nature. God mingled with their very being without confusion, allowing them to partake of divinity. In the words of Psalm 82, which Jesus references in John's Gospel, he goes so far as to say they became gods themselves, doing divine works, performing miracles, healing the sick, raising the dead, comforting the afflicted, feeding the underprivileged, and the downtrodden and marginalized have good news delivered to them, all of which are works reserved for the Son of God, all of which are the works that Isaiah foretold the Messiah would do, and now these works are being done by people who are once quite ordinary men and women. Yet filled with the Holy Spirit, these once ordinary men and women become truly sons and daughters of the Most High. This is the gift of the Holy Spirit to the disciples, and this is the celebration of Pentecost, that we become sons and daughters of the Most High. Now, three quick things from our icon that will help us realize that this is more than just a memory of something that happened to someone else, somewhere else. The first indicator is in the middle of the icon. There's a figure, and his name is Cosmos, which literally means either the whole world or could mean universe. Universe. The same Spirit of God that is given to the disciples is given to the whole world, to all of creation. The second indicator is there's a person at the top right. That's the Apostle Paul. Now, Paul wasn't actually there at Pentecost. He was still in opposition to Christ at the time, and yet here he appears in the icon with the disciples, receiving an equal share of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it shows us that even those that come later receive the very same gift the original disciples receive, the same Spirit of God, the same divine presence in equal measure is given to those who come later as to those originally called. Given to those who come at the 11th hour, the same as those who worked from the first. And the third indicator is that while the disciples sit in a circle, you'll notice the circle is open towards the viewer. The circle of those who are endued with the Spirit of God, that circle is not complete until you take your place in it, until you receive the gift of God's divinity in equal measure. Until you are sealed with that same gift of the Holy Spirit. Now today we have an additional, and dare I say, a definitive proof that the gift of the Holy Spirit is not merely a memory of something that happened to someone else, somewhere else. And that proof is what we witnessed right here this morning in this place with first the baptism of Asher. Right here before our very eyes, this beautiful child of two beautiful human beings becomes by adoption a child of the beautiful God, a divine child of the divine Lord, a child united to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, I love the name Asher. It's a rather happy name. In fact, if you'll pardon my pun, the name means happy. The name means happiness. But in the scriptural context, not just a momentary happiness, a worldly happiness that comes and goes with circumstances. Asher is that exalted, that blessed happiness that continues throughout all circumstances. A happiness united not to the course of this world, but to the presence of God who is everywhere present, filling all things. Asher's happiness is not rooted in the world, but in being united to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ in his baptism. And as if that weren't enough, on this great day of Pentecost, the whole family, father, mother, child, yourselves an icon of the Trinity, the three of you as family, sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit given to those original disciples, those men and women gathered in the upper room, is sealed on the three of you today. And if it's the same Holy Spirit and the very gift of divinity, then you have also become living vessels of the divine nature. God has mingled with your very being without confusion this gift of the Holy Spirit, allowing you to partake of divinity and to do the works of love in this world proper to God. You are empowered to love in ways proper to God. And for all of us on this day of Pentecost, we remember that it's not merely something that happened to someone else, someplace else. And it's not only witnessing what is happening this very hour in the lives of Asher and Kylie and Brock here in our midst, but it's also an awareness and a reawakening of what is inside of you. Or maybe better put, who is inside of you? The same Holy Spirit, the same divine person, given to the disciples there at Pentecost. The same Holy Spirit sealed on Asher and Brock and Kylie. The same fire and light and energy of God. The same comforter and advocate. The same treasury of blessings is offered and available to be received and enlivened within each one of you. Amen. Thank you.